Dr. Laura Gabayan is a world-renowned physician. She is a researcher and a contributor to Psychology Today. She is the author of Common Wisdom, Eight Scientific Elements for a Meaningful Life, and the Common Wisdom Journal. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book and the journal.
So I'm a physician. I'm a very left brain, published a lot in academia. And then in 2013, I noticed that my body started to develop random symptoms. So as you can tell, I still slur my speech and that weakness. And I was taken back at how medicine was so quick to label me, to judge, to put me in a box. Oh yeah, I think you have this. Oh yeah, that. And it's because they learn so much. I get it. And I'm a physician, I know. And so they really were not into thinking outside the box. The people who were are the wise. So I decided to figure out who and what it means to be wise. I looked into it. We didn't know much. It was very anecdotal. So then I interviewed 60 wise individuals, and across North America, it was very hard to find them, and my book, Common Wisdom, and I came up with the 8 elements or traits that they all had in common, hence the name Common Wisdom.
So it was hard to find 60 wise people? That's kind of depressing, Laura.
It was very hard. I have to say, like, I started off with, like, 2, and then those 2 had 2 or 1 or 2 they recommended. There was just, and so I interviewed people on the West Coast, the East Coast, people in Canada as well. So it was North America, but it was not easy. So before I even did that, I had posted on, I had a media person. I had also hired a research assistant as well, and both helped me interview. Not help me interview, they remind, like, one person always reminded me, oh, you have an online interview. And so, but before I even had the online interview, the people had to go through a checklist of, oh, were they age 50 to 79? Because they had to be. And that was really, initially I got the other information, but I realized that doesn't matter.
Fair enough. Just had to be on planet Earth for at least 50 years.
Yeah.
Wisdom is, I think that right now, and probably for the last, maybe for as long as I've been a human being and far longer, that we've been just kind of drowning in information and starving for wisdom. So when I knew that we were going to talk, I was excited, because I do think that it's not obvious what wisdom is, and then how do you suss out what the top characteristics or traits really are.
Well, that's why I did the project. I don't like the diffuse, I know it when I see it type thing, and that's what wisdom was. It was like, oh, that person's wise. And I didn't like that. And so I had to define it in 8, and I did. I broke it down because I wanted to make it more understandable.
And so you settled on, or decided on, or condensed it down?
No, the scientist, the 60 had these traits, and I'll say them all as well, and you can repeat them too. But the first was resilience, and that was the most common, with the last being less common. So resilience, kindness, positivity, spirituality, humility, tolerance, creativity, and curiosity.
So to a person, probably, or at least most, said that resilience is going to be one of the most important, or rather the most important.
It is. And so I often say, if someone is going through a difficult time, or when I've gone through my fair share of difficult times, I feel like it's a lesson. It's a gift. It's there to teach you something. It's there to bring you more growth. The person who has not gone through difficulty doesn't have that sense of awareness. So I feel like in many ways it kind of makes you stronger and makes you more of a meaningful person and someone who is more inclined to live a meaningful life.
Yeah, living in a zero gravity environment doesn't necessarily make for the most interesting person.
Right, and I say that in my book too. I talk about how if you're going through difficulty in life, the person you're not going to want to get advice from or care for is the person who's lived the perfect life. You know, who has had money, who's had this, who had that, and who hasn't really gone through difficulty. Because that's the person you really don't feel like you will understand.
So your hope, what is your hope when I sit down and I read the book and I'm going through the journal? The journal provides wonderful prompts and invites you to explore. Is it figuring out what it means to me and then how to take and apply it moving forward?
So the book after each chapter has a few questions, and it's really meant to be more of an opportunity for self-growth. And when I wrote those questions, everyone who I did talk to would say, "Oh, we love it. We'd like to see more." And so that's when I wrote the journal. Was there were there's more of those questions based on those 8 elements. And then I recently, as in a few days ago, came up with, now mind you, it took like 6, 7 months to write, but I wrote a Wisdom IQ test. And that's also on my website and lauragavine.com. And the Wisdom IQ test is there to kind of highlight your strengths and parts that you need more work with, when you need to do more work on.
I imagine that mine would say I needed to work on most of these, so I appreciate that.
Well, it's funny because I spoke with someone, and she was like, "Oh, I did really well on this, but this one I didn't." I'm like, I find that hard to believe. Because I interviewed 60 wise individuals. Now, it was not easy to find these people. And only one of the 60 had all 8. And he taught wisdom to older adults. And remember, when I did this, we didn't def know the definition of wisdom. But that's what he did as for a living. And he was back, I think, on the East Coast. But no, I think it's not that easy. But I think it's important to highlight what you're good at and what you're not.
1,000%. So, what is wisdom? I should have started with that, Laura.
I definitely feel like it's the 8 elements. I feel like it's both. If you think about it, of the 8, 50% of them are linked to connecting with others. And so it's approaching life with resilience, positivity, creativity, and curiosity, and also being kind towards others and being humble and tolerant. So I think all of that, and spirituality, I think you can approach life with that too, but I think it's kind of the way you approach life and also how you interact with others. So wisdom to me is kind of a combination of all of those. And it's really, when you think about it, it's like if you think of it, it's life intelligence. It's not necessarily knowledge, it's life intelligence.
And you wrote, or you, I suppose that you wrote that the idea is to get more joy, peace, and happiness and success out of life. And those are certainly, I can't imagine too many people would argue with that. And
I think I was taken aback that the majority of the people I spoke with had overcome horrible life events, and yet they were at peace, and they were not bitter, they were not angry. They were kind of like a sense of calm, and that's what we all want.
it's one thing to understand something intellectually, but then quite another to do it. So it's theory and practice. And I'm definitely getting that from our conversation, is that you need to have an understanding of what each of these things is, but then more importantly, how do you actually live it?
But it's also important to realize that it doesn't come overnight. I think, when someone takes my test and they realize, okay, I need to focus on, for example, spirituality, because I know for me that was a hard one. And being a scientist and being in med, it was really hard. And I think, okay, I want to focus on spirituality. What does that mean? It means it's going to take a long time. It means you read about it more and you give yourself the years it's going to take just to understand it or understand that what it means. So being patient with yourself is important.
The one that jumps out to me and something that I've been thinking about a lot as of late is kindness. And I think of that as also a virtue, because I'm capable of being kind all the time. I do it frequently, and I'm capable of being a total jerk to myself and to other people.
So I think, it's when someone asked me as, a scientist, was there something that was, shocking to you? And as a scientist, as I said, you have no say in who the sixth are and what it means or anything, because that's what makes it objective, is you kind of just say, okay, they have to be this age. That's because I found out that wisdom had an inversity relationship with age and peaked in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. But kindness was surprising to me as my second element because so everyone got the same 10 questions. And the first question was, why were you nominated for this project? And a lot of people say, oh, I do lots of kind things, or I do this kind. And then they were also asked multiple times. Another question was, what's a quality you look for in another person? And kindness was one of them. And I think that's something we should think about. So, yeah, kindness is something that's not taught. It's easy to do and it can be really far-reaching. It's so easy.
So easy and so hard, Laura.
I know. It's funny because it made me think about kindness because I didn't really grow up with it. And I feel like with kindness, it's something that, at first I was like, oh, someone's kind is not strong. But the opposite. I think someone who's kind is so confident and strong, and they're not weak, and they feel like they can be kind because of that.
Almost like they have the space to go ahead and process all the crappy stuff that comes their way, or the trespass, or the meanness that's received, and say, fine, I'm still going to give you back love and kindness.
And not. Yeah, and now reciprocate the meanness, right?
So spirituality, because you're so, I think you called yourself a left brain person, and you're a physician, and so you're diagnosing and using the scientific process and all of that extremely important stuff. But then there's this other stuff too.
That was the hardest chapter to write. And it was, I don't know if I'd written it once, and then my editor was like, nah, it's, why don't we do it at the end? And so I did, because it was still hard. I mean, I didn't know what it meant to be spiritual. I had no idea, and I didn't, I mean, I had always learned if you don't see it, if you can't measure it, if you don't explain it, then it's not there. And it's only there if you see it or you can feel it, and if it's tangible. And I think spirituality was the opposite. It is the opposite of that. It's the miracles. It's the things that happen that you can't explain. So the basic is people who connect with others. So whether it's in a relationship, a marriage or non-marriage, whatever it is. That's spirituality. You can't explain it. You can't put words to it. It's just a feeling that you get. So that's just the basics.
Yeah. Can't explain it. It's just a feeling you get. It's all around us all the time. It's interesting. Do you? It's almost like you have to go through some kind of an experience to kind of grasp it. It's like I get a cancer diagnosis and now I need to take my health seriously.
Well, I think it's funny because I talked to someone that like, oh, this is really stopping your tracks. You were an ER physician. You were running around. I'm like, yeah, but it gave me this book. I wrote a book as the show. I'm like, or else I would have been running the rat race. So in many ways, it was a big gift. It wasn't fun. I had my days of being upset and crying, but it's the reality of it did so much more for me.
Do you think a 15-year-old could read this and get something out of it, or do I have to be older?
So I came to this country when I was 6, and I definitely feel like language should not be a barrier. So I wrote it in a way to be very simple but powerful. And I don't believe in writing, ridiculously difficult jargon. I want to make it something understandable. So yes, I definitely think that someone who is, as early as 10 can read it.
It also strikes me that when you know that the reality of goal setting is that only 3% of Americans have written their goals down, I see this as similar but obviously different in that if I can go through the exercises that your book and your journal have, well then I'm actually putting pen to paper or keys to or fingers to keyboard or whatever, and I'm thinking through these things of what they mean and how they show up in my life and how I can get better at it. And I just think that however long that takes somebody, I bet they can do it really quickly, or they could take the rest of their life to continually answer it. I just see so much value.
Well, I feel like, first of all, the book is written in a way that you can get value in it now and in 10, 20 years because you will change as a person. So I tell people think of it as if it's like a mentor, it's like a friend. And you said, pandemic, I just don't know if you even need to go that far. If you read the first chapter, Resilience, I feel like a big. Or if you read the first three, actually, you've gone through half the book. And it's because a lot is in the first three of resilience, kindness, and positivity. So if you read, I don't know, I just feel like if you start that first chapter, you read it, then you'll get a feel for it. It's very to the point.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree. I think that that is, I think it's great. So, well, Laura, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you
Of
for your
course, and thank you
work.
for having me. So the Wisdom IQ test is accessible on my website, lauragovayan.com. The book, Common Wisdom, and this journal are both on Amazon. And as I said again, I wrote Common Wisdom because I look at the eight common elements that people had in common. And so that's where the name Common Wisdom came from.
It makes all the sense in the world. I love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Laura your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to lauragabayan.com. It's LauraGabayan.com and take advantage of the, what is the name of the assessment again, Laura?
It's a Wisdom IQ test, and it only takes about 5 minutes, a multiple choice to exam. Very easy. I think it just kind of makes you aware of, oh, these are eight elements I should think about.
take the Wisdom IQ test, see how you're doing, then pick up your copy of Common Wisdom and the Common Wisdom Journal. And I will link all of those in the notes of the show. And just to circle back on that idea, man, engaging in this work, engaging in this thinking, I think will make you such a better person. So I appreciate you doing it, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.